In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor goes mushroom hunting.
The thing was only 2 inches tall, but my heart leapt when I saw it, standing along the edge of a woodland path where I walked recently with my son. If I hadn't already understood what I was looking at, its honeycombed gray cap and tubular cream-colored stem wouldn't have impressed me. But I did know it was a morel mushroom. I had seen them before when friends discovered them, but this was the first time I ever found one myself. The name morel refers to mushrooms of the genus Morchella, and mushroom hunters in Illinois generally recognize 3 groups of them. Half-free, which are named for the fact that the stem connects to the cap about halfway up its interior, black, for the darker ridges on the already dark cap of this one, and yellow, which really range in color from a tannish yellow to gray. Among Illinois morels, the most widely sought are the yellows, which can reach heights of 8 to 10 inches and weights of up to half a pound under the right conditions. In a typical spring, the hunt for morels begins in southern Illinois around the 1st of April, when the black and half-frees emerge. That's followed by the hunt for yellows, which begins a couple of weeks later and continues through mid-May. Also in a typical spring, morel hunting progresses north with the season, so Chicagoans don't expect yellows until about the first week of May. Of course, there's been nothing typical about this spring, and the morels have come out roughly 4 weeks early. That's how I came to find my first morel on the last day of March. Experienced morel hunters are frustratingly cagey when questioned by newbies about where a person might get started. You need a woodland, though, one that allows collecting. In central Illinois, state-owned parks and recreation areas are your best bet, although it's important to check site-specific regulations before you head out, since morel season overlaps with spring turkey hunting. Without mentioning locations, mycologist Andy Miller of the Illinois Natural History Survey was willing to talk about how to focus the search once a person is in the woods. Moisture is essential for mushrooms to form, he pointed out, so you don't want to spend your time looking where the soil is bone dry. And if you can get out in the days following a rain, that's ideal. Miller also suggested that beginning hunters learn to identify a few types of trees, since morels are found in association with some species more frequently than others. Nothing says morel hotspot like a dead American elm tree, and the ground surrounding living ash trees and tulip trees is also worth special attention. Among the tips I've encountered for would-be morel hunters, 2 have proven to be the most useful. The first is to get a copy of the excellent book Edible Wild Mushrooms of Illinois and Surrounding States, published by the University of Illinois Press. The second is to find a mentor. There's no substitute for experience when it comes to locating things that can be so elusive, and there's no room for error in identification when it comes to eating wild mushrooms of any sort, since deadly, poisonous ones also occur throughout the state.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.